In his new book of photographs, North of 12th Street, The Changing Face of Sioux Falls Neighborhoods, former Minnehaha County Commissioner and former State Senator Tom Dempster explores the historic areas of his hometown. Dempster focused his camera not only on Sioux Falls' best-known buildings like the Old Courthouse and the Orpheum Theater, but also the people who live and work in the Sioux Falls neighborhoods. Tom Dempster joins us on the phone. Mr. Dempster, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, Carl, I have to tell you, I've only listened to your program a couple of thousand times, and I'm delighted to be on it. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. When you started out taking these photographs, did you have the intention of putting together a book?
I did. I've been working with Nancy Kopel and with the South Dakota State Historical Society Press. We talked about this book for probably two and a half years ago or somewhere thereabouts. So virtually every photograph that is in the book was taken specifically for the book.
So did you set up with a particular goal in mind? Or just walk the neighborhoods taking pictures?
No, not at all. Hopefully, Carl, this book becomes fun, number one. Number two, hopefully the book becomes an object of beauty, which I think it is. But most importantly, it would be my hope that the book becomes an expression of gratitude. And that's an expression of gratitude not only for the people who built this city, and not only for the people who built its buildings, but especially for those people who made certain that those, particularly the historic buildings, were with us today and hopefully with us forevermore.
So partly your book helps make a case for historic preservation?
It almost makes a requirement for historic preservation. It's really interesting when you go back into some of the archives to know how much of a fight it is to maintain these objects of beauty, these objects that express our history. It was in 1968 that the editorial of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader was saying that the old courthouse, that what is the old courthouse museum today, would better be a parking lot. And it was only, I think it was only 10 or 11 years later, when Larry Fuller was the editor of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, that he complimented the Minnehaha County Commissioners and complimented Commissioner Schirmer for restoring the building and making the commitment to do so. So, I mean, maybe just like politics or just like anything else in the world, these things are not given, and it takes a considerable amount of fight and effort to make certain that these things are done. But they become objects of beauty, and they certainly become objects, like I mentioned earlier, that express the gratitude for all that has happened before us.
When you were telling that story about the editorial that said the old courthouse museum would be better as a parking lot, I have to tell you, I felt a little shiver of horror with that notion.
Well, that's what makes it so much fun, because that's what making doing a book like this is so much fun, because those same arguments were true with the Sioux Falls Coliseum. Those same arguments were true with the old Washington High School, which is now the Washington Pavilion. These things are always a fight, and I have to tell you, Carl, one of the things that I did last week was I appeared before the Minnehaha County Commission and presented each of them with a book, in gratitude of the sort of work that they're doing towards this end. And I don't have the ability of giving a gift to the Sioux Falls to the Sioux Falls City Council, but certainly we'll have an opportunity of standing before them and expressing that same sort of gratitude for their fulfilling kind of that fiduciary responsibility and for their recognizing that they are, as elected officials, custodians of all these things, but also recognizing how difficult it is to do these things.
We were talking about the old courthouse building, and that's what's on the cover of the book, and it looks like this was taken looks like it could be December. The trees look like they have a little bit of frost on them.
Well, as a photographer, one of the things that you always want is you want that first and last light of day. And especially you want that first and last light of day if there's fog in the air, and especially you want that first light of day if there's if the trees are iced over. And so that first light and fog and ice gave me the opportunity for that cover photo, but it was great fun.
Accompanying your photos, as long as we're talking about the Old Courthouse Museum, you write about a couple of interesting people. One, the eccentric carpenter who lived there after the county offices moved out of the building. Tell us a little bit about him.
Let me first start off by telling you about a guy by the name of Hanson, whose job it was immediately after the courthouse was built to climb this 160-foot courthouse tower. I think it was 125 steps or something like that. And Carl, his responsibility for 30 years was to make that ascension so once a week, so that he could wind the clock. Finally, he was becoming elderly, and this is so true of this is having been there. This is so true of government in South Dakota. He asked the county commission if they would pay for a motor so that the clock itself would be wound automatically, and the county commission refused to pay for his request. So frustrated, he paid for it himself.
Oh.
And then I think shortly thereafter retired.
Oh.
But in the research, the custodian of the Old Courthouse Museum, after the county moved its government offices out, it basically was an empty building and suffered for, I think, 10 or 15 years, up until the time of when the county let the gentleman live there, and he was interested in collecting all sorts of things. And according to some of the books that I read, apparently he had difficulties keeping his clothes on, even though he was perfectly happy to give people tours of the courthouse.
And,
so it's fun.
And then he kept his dentures in with peanut butter?
That is correct. but, I mean, one of the fun things that about the book and using the courthouse as the centerpiece of the book is because it is a centerpiece. And imagine yourself 160 feet tall. Imagine yourself to be a giant. And you are standing, looking over Sioux Falls, right next to the clock tower. And being that you're 160 feet tall as this imaginary giant, extend your left hand into the concrete materials quarry on the west side of town. With your right hand, extend your hand to the east quarry, which is where most of the material of the quartzite buildings came from. Then, for just a second, take a look at all of the quartzite in our namesake, the Sioux Falls, and recognize that it took a couple billion years for the Sioux Falls or for the Sioux Valley to be formed through the Sioux River. Recognize that all that quartzite then was laid bare by that river stream, quartzite that ultimately was built for the old Queen Bee Mill. Then, for just a second, take a look at the South Dakota Penitentiary that also was built of quartzite. Then, for just a second, turn 180 degrees around, see the Federal Courthouse Building, recognize that that was built in 1895, 5 years after the Old Courthouse Museum was built. From this turnstile or from this centerpiece, all of this stuff called quartzite becomes very, very interesting, and as a photographer, particularly beautiful to photograph.
And that was one of the things that I really appreciated in looking through the book and reading the book was quartzite, which you describe as the pearl in the necklace of Sioux Falls.
Well, it is, it is the pearl of the necklace, and that's one of the things that has become so much fun in doing this book. One of the other quartzite buildings, if you will, is the Amadon Monument, overlooking Sioux Falls. And when you realize what happened at the Amazon Monument, actually called the Pioneer Monument, was 150 years ago, Judge Amadon and his son were killed in the Dakota Indian War, if you will. Judge Amadon was appointed by Dakota Territory Governor Jayne, who right prior to that had been President Abraham Lincoln's personal physician. So almost no matter where you go, there's all sorts of stories that you really want to know that really add significance to a life living in Sioux Falls when you realize that all of this stuff has happened around you, all of it made possible, you know, by memory, to say, ah, that's what this building is all about.
We're talking with Tom Dempster, who's got a new book out of photographs called North of 12th Street, The Changing Face of Sioux Falls Neighborhoods. You were born and raised in Sioux Falls, served as a state senator, county commissioner, so you know the city pretty well. Was there anything you learned about your hometown as you put this book together?
Thousands of things were learned about my hometown as I put this book together. But one of the things that I discovered is John Morales was kind enough to give me access for a couple, 2-3 days. And the sorts of things that you realize when you photograph people working in Morales today is quite extraordinary. One of the women that I met was a woman by the name of Rahel Bacha. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's gorgeous. She works in the office in Morales. She is from Ethiopia. She won a lottery that gave her a green card, moved by herself to Sioux Falls, and she tells me, and I think it's this next summer, she was a research assistant in Ethiopia, but she tells me, and I think it's sometime this summer, that she is to be married to a cardiologist who recently has graduated from the University of Chicago. Is that a great American story or what?
Yes. So we've been focusing so much on the buildings, but there's also an important part of this book, and that's the people.
Well, and that's what was fun about working with Nancy Coppola. That's what was fun with working with my editor, Patty Edmond, is because, sure, buildings are buildings, but ultimately our lives, most of our lives are lived within these buildings. So equally as it was important to show the beauty and the dignity of the buildings, it was also equally important to show the life and the beauty and the dignity of the people within them. And, you know, quickly to go back to Morales, having the opportunity to be in Morales, you discover that is just a place of significant dignity. That was a revelation to me.
I suppose most people have a special love for their hometowns. What is it that makes Sioux Falls special to you, particularly as it's revealed in this book?
Well, as a photographer, one of the things that you always want to do, as a photographer and a writer, one of the things that you always want to do is go to new places, because new places excite the eye. They show you things that you haven't seen before. And once I heard a photographer say that when you go to a new place, make certain that you work really hard the first 2 or 3 days, because after that, your eye has seen it before and your eye tires. The most important thing as a photographer, and hopefully as one who has the capacity to see beauty, is to see that in a city and a town that I have lived in all of my life.
And you're sharing that beauty with others. What about for people who've never been to Sioux Falls? What would you like them to take away from this book?
I want them to take away from this from the book that number one, it is an object of beauty, not only the buildings but the people within it. It is an area of dignity all the way from our very founding, to just recognize that this is a place where very, very significant people live and breathe.
How long have you been taking photographs? Is this something you've been doing all your life?
I still remember the day when my father and my mother gave me a Kodak brownie as a birthday or a Christmas gift. For some reason, I mean, maybe for some it was like finding a piano or finding a musical instrument. For some reason, I just fell in love with it. And since that time, a camera has never left my hand.
Is this your first published book of photographs?
No, this is my second book. Two or three years ago, I had the pleasure of doing a book with Kathy Timpany. And I have to tell you, Carl, one of the opportunities that I had in 2001 was to visit on the way back from a trip from Syria and Lebanon. We spent some time with George McGovern, who was at the time the ambassador for food for food programs in Rome. So I took a photograph of Senator McGovern outside of his compound in Rome, and he was sitting with his dog, Ursa. We came back, and the Associated Press picked up that photograph and ran it in the International Herald Tribune, and an editor from AP called me in 2001 and said, "Tom, when Senator McGovern, sadly, when Senator McGovern dies, this is a photograph that you will see on front pages of papers across the United States." Two or three months before Senator McGovern died, people planning for his funeral called me and asked if they could use that photograph in their funeral bulletin. McGovern had told me a number of times that it was one of his favorite photographs, a high compliment, because this is one who had been photographed a lot. And on the day that Senator McGovern died, it was on the front page, even above the fold, if you will, of USA Today. So it was a great pleasure for me to just have a very, very, very small part in a man's life whom I admire.
Well, Tom Dempster, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday and to talk about your photography and the new book, North of 12th Street.
Well, Carl, like I say, I've heard your program thousands of times, and what a treat it is to be on it. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much. Tom Dempster's new book is North of 12th Street, The Changing Face of Sioux Falls Neighborhoods. It's published by the South Dakota State Historical Society Press. And tomorrow he's giving a presentation at Rotary West at Westward Ho. And he'll also have a signing the day after Thanksgiving at Zanbro's Variety in downtown Sioux Falls, and many other appearances coming up between now and Christmas. Tom Dempster with his book, North of 12th Street.